It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Paul Pierce recently said about he and Dwayne Wade.
On my team, put LeBron and Bosh with me. I'm not going to win one. You don't think?
You put me, LeBron, and Bosh.
We're not going to win one.
Yeah.
We're not going to win a couple?
Yeah.
So I'm saying, though.
That's true.
So I'm saying, though, who's the better 3-point shooter?
Is he a better scorer?
Is he a better scorer? Okay, he averaged more points than me career. I can shoot the three.
He's a better slasher.
I can post up. I can get to the line. Who a better scorer?
See, you know what it is? And I'm totally.
Yeah, it's just he was fancier.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
What I was going to say is, let's break it down. I was about to give you props.
Because
what happened is this.
This is a good topic.
100% good topic because
Wade was better two way though.
What happened is that Dwayne Wade is flashy. He slashes everything. And then what I seen was Doc Rivers say something about you one time. And it was like preseason when y'all practice and do other things. He's like, these young boys come in there and think Paul is slow, think he can't jump, think he's not athletic, and his skill set is so amazing, Paul, that he kills them before the season even starts, and they think they're going to come in there and do that. So Dwayne Wade looks more fancy. He dunks, he jumps around, but you have a great skill set, and I'll give you that. And what you made was great points. If you had Shaq for a year, you may win a championship. If you got Bosh and LeBron, definitely don't want to.
Come on.
Right. So,
come on now.
You're going to say something, Murder?
I don't want this to be a knock versus Wade.
No, it's not a knock versus Wade.
I'm just saying, I think...
We in the barbershop. For a long time, my skills went unappreciated
because I didn't get to play with a lot of great players.
Yeah.
And then I got to play with KG and Ray past their prime. Okay, if... 4 years earlier, you put me, Ray, and KG together. You think we ain't walking away with three chips?
Right.
That's real.
Oh, man. A lot to digest right there. First of all, don't want to take any shots. There's not a shot at Dwayne Wade, which all that it was a shot at Dwayne Wade.
First of all, we got to give thanks. That clip was from It Is What It Is, the Cameron and Mace show, which that baby that's on YouTube. It's the hottest show, hottest sports show right now. And it's the show that a lot of networks are looking at and trying to copy. If you notice that a lot of shows are changing the dynamics, Undisputed, First Take, they're trying to be more current like this show is. And they had Paul Pierce there. And like I said, Paul was drinking. Paul was comfortable. Mm-hmm. He was having fun. And it, like they said, it was a barbershop conversation. And it's a conversation that many people have. And because Paul was made fun of the last time he made a mention of him being better than Dwayne Wade, he was ridiculed for that. But he felt comfortable being around guys that will understand what he's trying to say.
Okay, yeah, I will agree with this. What Paul Pierce said, I don't think was false. I think if you paired him with guys like Shaq, guys like
LeBron James,
and Chris Bosh.
But he's talking about in their prime.
Right. He would have won some championships. But don't get that diluted that he's better or as good as Dwayne Wade. As a player, Dwayne Wade was a better overall basketball player than Paul Pierce. He's trying to roundabout make himself sound better when not really proving that point. But yes, I would say that Paul Pierce. I don't like how he threw shade at KG and Ray Allen.
You noticed that, right? That was some shade.
I'm so happy.
That's why we cousins. Nobody really heard. He threw some low key shade. I never played with anybody.
Four years past their prime.
I was like, KG and Ray, they were past their prime.
Ooh, if I'm KG, I'm like, wait, what? And you know, KG takes that stuff serious.
Well, that's his man. That's his boy. But I get what he's saying. He never played with these guys when they were in that MVP type form. But KG won Defensive Player of the Year, and he didn't need to carry the offense like because he had Paul and he had Ray, and obviously Ray wasn't the same guy, but Ray, who was better than Ray than with 3-pointers, one, you know, coming off those curls, those screens. Paul was the man, and I think winning against the Lakers in 2008 and being Finals MVP, it gave a guy who liked to talk a lot, you know, who talks trash, some fuel to talk that trash.
And I mean, he was on some bad Celtics teams. I'll give him credit for that.
And listen, him and Antoine, they took the Celtics to the Eastern Conference Finals, and they were getting eliminated in the first round. So yes, he needed KG and Ray Allen to get there. That Ubuntu 2008 Boston team, Rondo, Perkins, former Heat great role player James Posey. Yeah, I even think PJ Brown helped them win. In that time, I think former Heat PJ Brown might have helped them win a title at that time as well, but.
He did say, "Not. This is no disrespect to Dwayne Wade. I don't know.
It's not. It's
hearing that. Do you think that he doesn't like Dwayne Wade? Do they? Do they not like each other?
Nah, I don't think the Heat and Celtics. Those players. They don't. There's still something there. It's a healthy competition. They may give each other the head nod, like, yeah, what's up? What's going on? But they're not cutting it up in the club. You know what I mean? They're not buying bottles together.
No, they're not doing that.
You're on your side, I'll be over here on my side, and we cool.
Do you believe Paul Pierce was ever as good as Dwayne Wade as a basketball player?
Paul was clutch, man. Paul was clutch. Like, Paul O'Keefe is one of those guys that you want the ball in his hand, that you know where he was going to go. He's going to get to a spot, and he's going to hit that jumper, and he's going to talk trash.
Yeah, and he did it a different way. And they brought up a good point on the podcast. Dwayne Wade did do it a lot flashier, a lot more highlights. Paul Pierce was that just kill you softly, and he had great skill. And he's one of those guys, although he was very, very good, he's one of those guys like, how is he eating my lunch this bad? It's because he just did a little bit different. Once again, I'm not saying that what Paul Pierce says was false. I think you put him with some of those guys in their primes. You put him in some of the same situations as Dwayne Wade. He was not as good as Dwayne Wade, but he's right at that level. And I know some people might get mad at this and say, Paul Pierce was never on Dwayne Wade's level. They were in that same echelon of talent. I think Dwayne Wade was a little bit better.
I would say I would agree with you in that. I think they're not that far from similar players in the fact that you're not going to pick them first. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, if you're in the court and there's a whole group of great players, you're not going to pick them first, but you know who they are.
But you sure want them on your team.
You sure want them on your team.
Yeah.
But Dwayne was a bit, like somebody, like Mace had said in the cut, Dwayne was a better two-way player. Dwayne was a better defender.
They really glossed over that very Dwayne quickly. Was a better defender. Did you notice that?
No, that's why I know Paul was, that's why Paul kept on. See, you got to read between the lines, like my man Matt Hoffa.
He said, great, he's a better two-way player. They just kept talking.
They just kept talking. Notice that when Mace said that, he kept on saying, I'm still a better three-point shooter than him. Like, all of that. Like, he was trying to show his offensive skills. So, better complete player, Dwayne Wade.
Yeah, absolutely. But also, like, Paul Pierce is a very roundabout person. I'm not just talking about his body type, but very roundabout.
Oh, he's fat.
So, he says this. Who is the better scorer? And then he gets it out of the way immediately. He had a better lifetime average than me. But who could shoot a better three? Who could post up? Okay, it doesn't matter. Who had more points? Who had a higher average? It's pretty simple right there. Paul Pierce did have a lot of weapons. But
No. Hold on.
Dwayne Wade averaged more in his career.
Paul had the ball a lot in his hands before KG and Ray Allen was there. Remember, he was playing with Twan Walker. It was him and Twan that was shooting the ball the most. So Paul could have led the league in points and everything like that if he wanted to, but he didn't. Dwayne did.
See, my argument if I was Paul Pierce is like, at the end of my career, I average a lower amount. That's how come he has a higher amount. That would be the better argument.
So did Dwayne.
That's true. But Dwayne didn't deteriorate as much as Paul Pierce did at the very end.
Paul got bad, then, you know, Paul went to L.A., wanted to live home and try to, you know, he tried to do that He tried to get the Karl Malone ring, that, you know, the ring where you just get on the end of a team, you try to ride it out the last days of your career, and then you just get a ring so you can say you're a two-time champion instead of a one-time champion. But I love the Boston-Miami rivalry, that it still continues.
Paul Pierce doesn't let it go.
And he won't let it go, and he doubled down. He doubled down on what he said. and he felt comfortable in that program to say what he meant, and he did.
Oh man, still not scoring a lot of points with Heat Nation right there, saying that he could have done everything that Dwayne Wade did, that he was actually a better scorer than Dwayne Wade, and not a shot at Dwayne Wade, and then he kind of throws KG and Ray Allen under the bus, just kind of, oh yeah, they were 4 years past their prime. I could have played with prime players. I could have done this. But like the rest of the guys are like, true. Like I said,
oh no, listen. At that point, when somebody's talking like that, you just want them to you want them to you know.
Not like I said, not totally untrue. I do agree with some of the things he was saying. At the same time, I think Dwayne Wade was a better scorer. And I think, like you said, better overall player, Dwayne Wade. But at the same time, Heat Nation, please don't murder me. I'll say it again. Paul Pierce and Dwayne Wade, in their primes, were on the same, when I say level, they're in the same echelon of player. Dwayne Wade might have been a little higher here and there, but they're still in that same bracket. They were still in that same bracket. But forever, there's not going to be a lot of love between Paul Pierce and Heat Nation. And I'd like to hear Dwayne Wade's comments. Maybe they can get him. Dwayne, if you want to come by the show and say what you got to say, let's go.
Heat Nation, you know, Sergey saying Paul Pierce sucks.
Yeah, they got the chant. We have it. Paul Pierce sucks. Paul Pierce sucks.
And he said, ask the stripper Paul Pierce live, and she'll say Dwayne Wade is better. That's messed up.
Nah, yeah.
Nasty work if you get a dancer. You try and holler at the dancer, and the dancer was like, oh, Dwayne Wade's better than you.
And Dr. Toboggan taking the ultimate, and of course, easy shot at Paul Pierce.
Oh, poop, crap,
pants,
plus pants.
Wheelchair, enough said.
Oh, by the way, he's supposed to answer that. He said he didn't poop in his shorts.
I don't know, you know.
I mean, he looks like he did.
There was some physical evidence there. I mean, it happened.
Really? Was there a stain?
I thought there was a little dot. I think they zoomed in there. There was like a little brown dot on the back.
Hey, yo.
Hey, hey. And same thing with Lamar Jackson that year that he was running. He said he had cramps and everything.
Oh, no, No. He had the Elvis walk.
Yeah, he was walking all.
No. He had the Elvis. I got to take a crap walk.
When I mean, it
Elvis
happens. You have to probably protein.
Vegas?
You have to protein and carb load. And you
yeah,
know.
But at that time, though, it was like in the fourth quarter. You know what I mean? Like, yeah.
I mean, when you got to go, you got to go.
Dude, you played an hour and a half. You had a halftime.
It was the strangest thing ever that happened to me. The one time I ran a marathon, it was as a joke for the radio station. I didn't train, but I was like, I can do this. Man, those bathrooms. And you realize why the bathrooms are so blown up, the porta potties, because these people have loaded up protein and fluids, and they just got to get it out halfway through, or not even halfway at the beginning of the race. So, I don't know. Paul Pierce, did he poop his pants? I don't know. Does he hate Dwayne Wade? Yeah. Does he hate the Heat? Yeah. Is he better than Dwayne Wade? No. Was he good? Yeah. Should he have won more championships? Probably. Have I covered it all? No.
I think what bothers Paul is
he
that Dwayne. Yeah, that's what it is. And they won, and Dwayne won two more, and in that process eliminated him, I think, two times.
Yeah. Kind of has that.
I mean, they basically broke up the big three.
Yeah, kind of has that. And Dwayne Wade's big three was better than... I mean, Paul Pierce even admitted that Dwayne Wade's big three was better than his big three. That's what he was kind of arguing the whole time.
That he was low-key dissing his big three. Yo, he was taking shots at his teammates, man. Like you said, it was nasty work he was doing.
I didn't like that at all, to be honest with you.
I mean, I guess you know, I know you want to big yourself up. You want to vouch for yourself. So you
right.
Say, but while you're doing that, you got to... Gotta be careful how you choose your words, because people are gonna take that and they might hear it and take it a little bit differently than what you meant.
And let's not forget, we were all in awe when they put that big three together with he, Kevin Garnett, and Ray Allen.
And
we were never saying, "Oh, these guys are washed up."
And funny how it is. Everybody was when they first joined up, everybody was happy, very happy. And then after they won the title, they weren't loved anymore. They weren't liked anymore. The Heat, on the other hand, never had a chance to be liked, other than by South Florida.
It's weird, man. Everywhere I lived, everyone liked the big three and cheered for the Heat.
No, bro. They were hated. That first season,
really?
They were the hate. Yeah, because nobody liked the way Bron did that.
I remember going to bars and 75% of the people were cheering for the Heat in the finals. Yeah. I remember that. I remember being at bars, being at restaurants, and people were, I mean, maybe it was just Louisiana, maybe it was Southern California, I don't know, maybe not, I don't know. I mean, there, of course, have always been LeBron detractors and stuff like that. I mean, anytime you're the best player in the game, you're going to have detractors. Michael Jordan had detractors. He gambles too much, he's out in Vegas doing it, he's out in Atlantic City doing things.
Nah, bro, if the narrative and the media puts a narrative, you should be liked or you shouldn't be liked, people are going to roll with it. Yeah. When the big three happened, everybody was happy. KG, he needed to leave Minnesota. Oh, Ray needed to leave. Was it Seattle at that time?
Because it was in Boston. It was in a traditional pillar of the NBA.
Milwaukee. You needed to leave Milwaukee at that time, and it was going to Boston, so everybody was happy.
A traditional pillar of the NBA makes for a good story.
Now, if you take it the other way, the Heat, they didn't like the fact when they started their big three, they didn't like the way the big three was formed, at least in the media's mind. And I'll tell you why the media hated that. They didn't have the info. Only a couple of people had that information.
Right.
So when they said it, nobody had that. Everybody was saying different teams that he was going to go to. Only two people, I know one person for sure, said he was going to Miami. That was Stephen A. So when that happened, a lot of people felt that, let me tell you this something, Dan. You get more money now in the sports broadcasting being wrong.
Oh.
At that time, didn't like being wrong. So they were hating on the Heat because nobody, they didn't get the info. Nobody gave them the, you know, detail.
Right. As of like in the past 5 years, it's gotten away from you got to scoop and be the first person to know
something. It's gotten away from even being the scoop, bro. It's right. Gotten just have a take and just it could be crazy. For example, people will take Paul Pierce's take as being crazy. So the fact that Paul said it, we could play it. It's going to go viral. Guess what? It's going to give people a topic to talk about now. That's what it is. That's what it is. It pays to be wrong. So Paul Pierce being wrong, guess what? I bet you he's going to be on different platforms explaining why he feels the way that he does.
I just like how Paul Pierce shows up half drunk and high everywhere.
I love it.
He's spitting it.
He's being himself.
And telling people, Heat aren't going to make it out the first round if they get Dame Lillard. You put guys around me.
Well, we're going to get into that. We're going to get into that next segment. But listen, he said two things. He said he's a better player than D-Wade or had a better career. Yeah, he's a better player than D-Wade in his career. And he thinks that even if the Heat get Dame, that the Heat will be eliminated in the first round.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.